This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Colin Armstrong on Joy 94.9.
You're with Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. And this week, the Ballarat Cabaret Festival is on. That's a good part about Joy, where we actually stream live on the web, and we've just been talking to people in the Riverina of New South Wales, and now we're going to feature a performer who's going to be performing at the Ballarat Cabaret Festival. On the line, I have the very talented Emma Ford, whose show Butterscotch is at the festival. Welcome to Aesthetica on Joy 94.9, Emma.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and thank you so much for being on Aesthetica at this time. It's really great. So now tell me about your show Butterscotch.
Oh, well, Butterscotch, as you said, is a cabaret show, so it incorporates it. It's kind of a mix of song and poem and prose. And I wrote this show, I started writing it over 2 years ago now. The first time I performed it was about 18 months ago. And it's an abstract coming-of-age story, I suppose, and it is largely autobiographical stories that make up this show. Mm-hmm. However, it does have quite a fantastical twist to it. So as in all tellings of past experiences, some things are exaggerated and some things are downplayed depending on how the storyteller wants to be perceived for that particular audience, I suppose. So it kind of plays with that fun, imaginative idea of memories being a bit malleable.
Mm. And I think too that when I was reading, it must be a brilliant show, because when I was reading the media release, the Adelaide Theatre Guide said Butterscotch is what cabaret is all about, and the advertiser said that it had charm, it was effortless storytelling, and that you are brilliant.
Well, that's very lovely. They're very kind words, and I appreciate them very much.
And I've actually, at the conclusion of the interview, we're going to play a track from Butterscotch, and I can, I just love the track you sent me, and you've got a beautiful voice.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Now, you're on at the Ballarat Cabaret Festival. The Ballarat Cabaret Festival goes for 4 days. If my research is correct.
Yes, absolutely.
And it looks, you know, I was actually looking at the website for it today, and it was, it looks to have, you know, some amazing talent performing in Ballarat this week.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic program. The Ballarat Cabaret Festival, it's a very young festival. It's only in its second year. Mm. So I'm really thrilled to be part of it. I actually studied music theatre at the University of Ballarat Arts Academy. So it's really exciting to be heading back there, and I'm performing at one of the theatres within the university. So I'm really thrilled to be heading back there and seeing some old faces, some old familiar faces. So it's kind of come full circle, especially with this show being largely autobiographical. It's a lot of it is about what's happened since that time. So it's a lot of fun to return.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, Emma, prior to Butterscotch, what were you doing, or what's in line after Butterscotch?
Because
with your fabulous voice, we've probably got people who, you know, wanting to, if they can't see you in Ballarat, well, they can certainly look out for you, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the next thing I'm doing is in China, so probably the listeners will see
China.
Me in that. I'm heading over there with an orchestra to sing with an orchestra for about a month.
That's fantastic,
But besides that, I'm always doing shows around Melbourne and often at Adelaide Fringe and that sort of thing. But, just Google me and there will be dates around.
And I know that you connect regularly with the Cabaret Room as well.
Yes, I do. The lovely boys from the Cabaret Room.
Yep, on Joy 94.9. And, of course, they're back next Sunday night, so
fantastic.
At 9 p.m. So so you're performing at the university?
Yeah, that's right. The University of Ballarat Arts Academy, which is on Camp Street, just off the main street of Ballarat, Sturt Street. And it's at the Post Office Box Theatre this Friday, the 11th of October at 8:15 p.m. and also on Sunday the 13th of October at 6:30 p.m. And you can get tickets at the Ballarat Cabaret Festival website, which is ballaratcabaret.com.au, or you can phone on 5333 588.
Okay, I'll put that information up on my social media page as well.
Wonderful.
You did it all for me. That was great, Emma. I was actually going to give the web address of the, but thank you for that. It's fantastic. But now, Emma, tell me the track that I'm about to play in a couple of secs. Whereabouts in the show? What's the lead in for it, or is it just part of?
Well, I have to tell you that unfortunately this song is no longer in the show. So this is like a little bonus treat.
Oh, okay.
Anyone who comes along to the show, you'll hear an extra one. This was in the original draft of the show, but over time, you know, as I said, I wrote this show a couple of years ago. So over time, things have altered and changed a little bit. So it's no longer in there, I'm afraid. But it is a beautiful song. And
but
I
it is
hope
a lovely
you
song.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Emma, I'd like to thank you for coming on Joy 94.9. We've been on Aesthetica tonight. We've been talking to Emma Ford, who is the star of Butterscotch at the Ballarat Cabaret Festival, which opens this coming week. For all information, go to the Ballarat Cabaret website, and you can not only go and see Butterscotch with Emma, but you could maybe be able to fit in another show as well. But with a voice like Emma's got, definitely see Butterscotch. Emma, it's been a delight to talk to you tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you
so much.
See you later.
Bye now.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine.
You've just been listening to Emma Ford with Come Rain or Come Shine, and it, as you heard, it is now not in her show Butterscotch, but nevertheless, it's a beautiful track.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.